planning firms in the nation. I get that your boss was a soul-sucking nightmare, and that likely made your first months in LA feel like a profound life experience. Then, in sheer defiance of the laws of reality, you and Miko start your own company. All because of your support and encouragement, she interrupts again. Again, I ignore her. And you've actually managed to grow your client base, which is, frankly, way more than anyone expected so soon. Top it off with the fact that you're officially dating Brody now. Her happy sigh travels all the way across the room. That's a lot of big things in a short period of time. And I can understand how you'd think that somehow bonds us or whatever, but oh, come off it, Max, she giggles. I just want you to help me figure out what to wear. Like it or not, that's what friends do. And despite your gruff exterior, your constant scowling, and your pretended indifference, that's what we are. Now, she wiggles her eyebrows. What do you think of this one? She poses expectantly in between our dinosaur of a TV and the breakfast bar that separates the kitchen from the small living room. She's waiting for my opinion on the eighth. Wait, no. This is the ninth outfit she's tried on. I recognize that at this point, it's easier to acquiesce than to keep rebelling against the idea of playing fashion police. This time she's chosen something a bit more sophisticated than you normally find her in. A tight white t-shirt tucked into a T-length pleated silk skirt with black booties and a little black leather jacket. Her hair is in a chic chignon. It's the smallest I've ever seen her typically gigantic blonde mane. I get what she's going for here. It's all very Parisian cool. And she's actually totally pulling it off, despite the fact that she's neither Parisian nor cool. Even though she's annoying the hell out of me, this look is actually really pretty, and I start to tell her so. But before the words fall from my mouth, something about that little leather jacket sparks a memory. That memory flares to life, and I remember another girl, years ago, who wore her black leather jacket every day. If this look reminds me of her, then surely it'll remind him of her too. That can't bode well for their first date. Not that one, I say before quickly looking away. Really? Landon does a little twirl, and the skirt flares out dramatically just as she intended. It's so cute, though. She looks down at herself, as if trying to guess what I dislike about it. But that's impossible. It'd take a shared family history to understand what's wrong with this look. Really? Put the red one back on. I open my computer back up, and hope that she gets that I'm over this conversation. You don't think that's too loud? Too, I don't know, colorful for Hatfields? No such luck. I don't need to look up at her to know she's biting her lower lip nervously. I hate seeing her second-guess herself all because she's putting so much effort into impressing a man. It pisses me off. Clearly, he likes loud and colorful or he wouldn't be dating you, right? I demand. Honestly, I hope you're embarrassed by the way you're acting. I know drag queens who don't spend this much time debating what to wear. I scowl down at my keyboard. I hear her giggle as she turns to go back to her room, presumably to try on 13 more outfits before he gets here. Her ability to laugh off my bad moods is one of the things that makes our friendship work. That, and the fact that she's not easily offended, which is vital to hanging out with someone like me, since I basically hate everyone. You're right, girl. I know you are. It's just our first real date. I can hear the smile in her voice, though I don't understand what it's for. I want to look nice. I needed a second opinion on what he might like. Yeah, because I'm the reigning intellect on what a man wants, I call after her. I can't even remember the last time I cared enough to try to impress a man. Or actually, I can, but I do my very best not to. Do too, the sound of her voice breaks into my thoughts, and I blink hard to pull myself back into the conversation. What? I ask, still distracted. You do too know what a man likes, particularly when the man in question is your brother, she calls back with a laugh. She's right, obviously, but I refuse to validate her comment with a response. Imagining your best friend dating your big brother is eight kinds of wrong, and so, like all the other uncomfortable thoughts, I just try not to think about it. I'm fully immersed in the images on my screen. Some of them I save for later, but most of them I'm